Healing and Faith. This is the sermon titled by Pastor Kabo Kawe at the Leadership Conference here at Central Africa Baptist College.
This is a subject that is difficult to address, especially in our context here in Zambia, when you look at what is happening in the Christian family. And what I want to do, I don't want to preach unto you. I want to speak as if we were seated together in the living room and we are simply asking questions and going through the scriptures and thereby try to come up with what the Bible teaches with regard to healing and faith. My task this afternoon is not to look at just a camp of the Christian family and try to bring a kind of antagonistic approach to this subject, but rather to try by all means to look at what the Bible teaches concerning this subject. And may I submit to you, because I do know that some of you seated here maybe have also tried to seek one of the faith healers when you're in a crisis. And I do know from the little experience I've had, people who have visited such men and women, and they have come back and have said, I went to such and such healer, prophet, and I'm healed. Let me submit to you something which I've often told people. You cannot argue with experience. If somebody was blind and went to look for a healer and such a person comes back and tells you, I was blind, you knew I was blind, but now I see. I think you'd be very foolish to argue with such an individual. And especially if you have verified that such a person was truly blind. But you see, the end does not justify the means. Because there are so many people who have been healed, but we need to ask the question, how? And I'll be dealing with that, and more or less, that will be my concluding remark concerning this subject. I know some people will think this is a topic which will bring about an expose, but that's not the main agenda. The main agenda is to evaluate, hopefully, by God's grace, those men and women who claim to have this gift of healing and how they are going about doing that work of healing. And that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I want to do is to ask questions. And as I ask these questions, I'll try to answer the questions as they come. The first question I want to ask, does God still heal today? May I submit to you that there is no doubt that God has the power to heal anyone at any time today. And yet, God is not under obligation, nor can you go to God and demand a healing. God still heals today. God used to heal in the past. God has healed people in the past, and God still heals today. There are several recorded instances in the Bible where God healed people. And the healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is there to declare the power of God when it came to issues of health and sickness. And I want to say, when we speak of whether God still heals today, we are not saying God is not able to heal, unless you demand it from him. God heals, and he heals in his own way. And yet we have this question before us: what about those who claim to have this gift of healing, and that you can receive your healing on demand as long as you have the faith? May I say, the Bible clearly teaches us that God invites anyone who is sick to call upon him. Anyone who is sick, given in the context of a local church, to call upon the leaders of the church. Turn with me to a passage of scripture in James and chapter 5, and we'll read together verses 14 through to verse 15. Just those two verses. And it's very clear there that God is concerned about the welfare of his people with regard to health. We read there, "Is anyone among you sick?" Now listen, this is in the context of believers. "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, when you read that passage of scripture closely, you notice God is inviting us. Is anyone among you sick? And he has laid out how things ought to be done with regard to those in our midst who are sick. Let such a one call for the elders. Let such a one call for the elders and let them pray over him. And of course, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And I do know that nowadays we find men and women who claim to have the gift of healing moving with bottles of anointing oil. Not really in the context of a local church. And as you read further, you notice the Bible says, and the prayer of faith, not the faith so much of one who is being prayed for, but those who are praying and believing together with the one who is being prayed for, the Lord will raise such a one. Now, what often we fail to do is to go down and read further, confessing your trespasses or confessing your sins to one another and pray for one another, and that you may be healed. And I want to say this is in the context of healing. I've spoken to a number of friends over this issue. I remember speaking elsewhere, and I asked the question, have you ever heard of one who is praying for you, confessing his or her sins before such an individual will lay his hands or her hands over you? Now, this passage of scripture clearly teaches that God invites those who are sick in our midst to ask, to call for the elders. And they will do exactly what God has instructed us to do. That is in the context of a local church. Not just a crusade out there. In the context of the local church. That they will pray. They will anoint. They will lay their hands and pray over such a person. And God still heals today. God has not stopped healing. We can also read another passage of scripture if you turn with me to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23. And that is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he passed through the streets of Jerusalem, of Galilee, of Nazareth, you read these words in verse 23 of Matthew and chapter 4. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is very clear that he was preaching and at the same time demonstrating by way of healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Jesus healed. God is still the same. We say, as we read, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And yet, in the context of him doing the work of healing, I want to submit to you, lest you think we don't believe that God does not heal. God still heals. And God invites us, if we are sick, when we fall sick, to go to the elders, to go to our church leaders, and ask them to pray for us. And according to his will and purposes, God will heal, but not on demand. He is committed to heal those who go to him. And if it's according to his will, he will heal. He has not changed. He cannot change. And he will never change. That's our God. May I say, with no doubt, God is a healer and he heals today. I want to emphasize that point. He has done it on numerous ways. And sometimes he has even done it, as we have in the record of the scriptures, by a person's faith. As someone goes to Christ, went to Christ, and there you see Christ looking to them and saying, your faith. And sometimes he has healed even through the prayers of other people. And sometimes he heals without even you applying any faith. Let me just show you a few passages of scripture. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 10. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 10, you read there, here is an individual, and the Lord Jesus Christ is very clear there. This is what he tells us in verse 5. Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Now listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Then Jesus said to him, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed him, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Now, here is a man who had such a faith. On behalf of somebody, he goes and pleads to the Lord Jesus Christ, please come. Come and heal my servant. Now Jesus commends this man, and he commends him of a kind of a faith which is so great, which he has never found, not even in Israel. Jesus healed that person. Another text, Luke chapter 8. Now all I'm trying to do, like I said, I want to speak to you as if we are seated in the living room. I just tell this passage of scripture and then make or come up with some conclusions. In Luke chapter 8, we read in verse 43 these words. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. And if you were to bring it in our context, this woman would have gone to the best doctors. came from behind, touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive the power going out from me." Now the woman saw that she was not hidden. She came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Now listen. He said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." It's a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ who has the power to heal. It's not Jesus Christ soliciting for this faith. You look at the centurion, you look at this woman, and you think, "I'm just making up things." Jesus Christ is the one who commends the people when he looks at them and says, "You've got such faith in me." As we shall see, those who claim to have the gift of healing, and now they put such great demand on the people to have faith, and at the same time asking or demanding God to heal, there is a big difference. And may I say, our God, with that these few words, He's the healer, He still heals, and is the business of healing according to His divine purposes. Now, when you think of healing, when God intervenes, that's what we call a miraculous healing. That's what we call a miraculous healing. And I think it is important we understand by what we mean when we say he had a miraculous healing. He was healed miraculously. What is a miracle? It is important to consider the work of faith healers and their claim of miracle healings by first defining what we mean when we say this is divine intervention, a miraculous healing. Let me just give you a brief definition. A miracle is a special act of God in the world, a supernatural interference into nature, a special divine intervention. A miracle is not simply an extraordinary event, but one that would not have occurred without special divine intervention. And when we speak of divine intervention, we're saying God's intervention. Because you do know that many people actually can perform miracles, but we cannot say that's God who has intervened in such a situation and therefore refer to it as a divine intervention from on high, like I'll be showing you soon. Unfortunately, nowadays when we speak of a miracle, the word is so simplified. It's like, "Oh, this is what was happening. You know, I was just about to go to Chamboli, or is it to Ndola, and somehow it was a miracle. I found the minibus there, you know. And it's a miracle." Well, that's not the understanding of a miracle. The correct understanding of a miracle is very important when we deal with divine healing. Even as we evaluate those who claim to have this gift of healing people miraculously, it may be true, and we need to accept that many sick people who have been prayed for, they have gone back home claiming that they are feeling much better. They are feeling what? Much better. And they would even say, it's a miracle, I'm feeling much better. But friends, as we shall see, that's not what we refer to as a miraculous healing. Now, often than not, people tend to think that sickness has to do with the devil. May I submit to you something that you have never thought of? Or you do know, but you do not accept. Does God only heal? My answer is, not always. Sometimes God may send a sickness. Now I know some people would say, Mr. Kabo, you are crazy. He's a God of goodness. He's a God of health. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32. And in there in Deuteronomy, you soon notice that God tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 39 that God makes a statement. And I don't know what you make of that statement. I'll read to you. Now, see that I am He, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Now, is there any who can deliver from my heart? Oh, I'm sure you know it can't be. Friends, God does not just heal. God can actually send a sickness upon your life. So to quickly conclude, because you are sick, therefore, let's pray to God that you be delivered. And this is where we need a lot of discernment. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 is another classic passage of scripture when you speak of God. Does God only heal? Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. These are the words of Moses. And he tells us there in verse 26, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now, I'm asking myself, can God put a disease on an individual? Can he? Or lest you think it's only those who are outside the church. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. Now, this is the passage of scripture we read, and sometimes we don't even spend much time to think about it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. For the sake of context, verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats, this is in the context of the Lord's Supper, as you gather together, and my Bible tells me we need to examine ourselves. Now listen what the Bible tells us. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if he eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, and eats and drinks judgment to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body, and then he gives us the reason. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Now I'm saying God chastises people. When you live in disobedience as a child of God, it's not the devil that will bring sickness upon you. Not always. Sometimes it would be God disciplining you because you are disobedient. So when we think of God healing, we should not always think that, oh no, there is a big problem here. That's why this guy is not getting his healing. This lady, this mother, we need to be discerning even as believers. God does not always heal, but sometimes he may even be the one who inflicts an illness upon your life. Having said what I've said, let me move on to show us the healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ before we make an evaluation of those men and women who claim to have the gift of healing today. How did the Lord Jesus Christ heal? Now, once we compare the healing ministry of Christ Jesus and the healings that we are seeing today, then we can comfortably say, my brother, my sister, do you think that brother or that sister who claimed to have the gift of healing truly heals in the manner the Lord Jesus Christ did? And I'm saying, by comparing the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to that of the modern day faith healers, we can determine whether their claims have any basis in the scripture. And so, let's make a short, if there's such a thing, marathon trip in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in the context of healing, and then compare that with what we are seeing today. Just one day, a walk with the Lord Jesus Christ as he passed through the streets. If you turn with me to Mark and chapter 1, verse 29, just a day of Jesus' ministry in the area of healing, you immediately notice something. In Mark chapter 1, verse 29, we read these words. That's at the day of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was passing through his ministry, verse 29 through to verse 34. This is what we read in Mark chapter 1. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simeon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she saved him. We read there, verse 32. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Now, this is just a glimpse, just to open maybe the lid halfway, and just to see in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ the context of healing. And what you see there, I want to submit to you just five observations. The healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, notice with me that the Lord Jesus Christ, in his healing ministry, he healed instantly. Instantly. We read in Mark chapter 1, verse 31. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left, and the person, the mother-in-law to Peter, started even serving them, prepared some food for them. Instantly. You read Matthew chapter 8. I think we read that passage of scripture. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 13, Jesus Christ healed instantly. Verse 13, we read there, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour, instantly. And you read other passages of scripture. Mark chapter 5, verse 41 to 42. The paralytic healed instantly. The healings of the Lord Jesus Christ were immediately. There was nothing like, go home, continue having your faith, keep your healing through faith. No, instantly people were healed. They did not have to go home and start to believe that I'll get better. He healed instantly. But secondly, the healings of the Lord Jesus Christ, he healed totally. Peter's mother-in-law is a case in point here. She was fully functional after being healed from an illness so severe that she was bedridden. But when Jesus healed her, she rose up immediately and saved him. And I want to believe she saved him with the meal. The blind beggars, you read in Matthew chapter 20, verse 34, they were healed instantly. They received their sight. There is nothing of claiming your healing. Nothing at all. Or to live positively of having faith in the faith of the healer for the healing to occur. Instantly, they went home healed. Nothing of claiming. Just claim your healing. Keep on claiming in Jesus' name. Keep on claiming. Hold on, hold on. No, instantly. That was the healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thirdly, Jesus Christ healed everyone who came or who went to him. Back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. We read there in verse 24. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Jesus Christ healed everyone. We read then chapter 4, verse 40 of Luke. Then he closed the book and gave it back. Chapter 4, verse 40. We read there, when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases, they brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. Everyone. And demons also came out, many crying out. Everyone was healed. You see, with the Lord Jesus Christ, there was nothing like what we are seeing today, that you need to be pre-screened by the ushers or the people who work around this faith healer, sometimes called bodyguards, before coming to Jesus Christ for healing. There was no such a thing to be pre-screened. In fact, you remember at one point, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, the apostles, were trying to stop people not to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, let them come. Today we've got a kind of a standard whereby people must be pre-screened. And not only that, there would be some kind of healing line. And you have to qualify to be part of the healing line. They have worked out that you qualify to go and see the healer. You can't just go there. Jesus healed all the people, and he healed all the people that came to him, and he did not do it in a studio, and it was not something that was done to display. In fact, if you read your Bible carefully, sometimes Jesus would even plead, don't tell what? Anyone. Today, when there is a thing called a miracle, it is published, it is screened. No, there was no such a thing. It was not for public display, simply to show off. And yet Jesus Christ's ministry, it was all who came, those who needed healing. But today, everything is so carefully controlled to make sure you've got the best testimony to display and show. Brother Saul, Mr. Saul, was healed. Notice with me in the fourth place, Jesus healed actual organic diseases. Not just mere symptoms, as some of the people today will claim. Jesus never healed anyone of mere headache, a back pain. Jesus healed leprosy, blindness, the paralytics. These were true miracles to be verified. You remember that blind man? You remember that blind man? And then he says, I don't care, whatever you may call it, but I know I was blind, but now I see. I remember watching one of these shows on the TV and somebody says, "Can you see? What are you seeing?" "I'm seeing something moving." "Okay, what are you seeing? What color is it?" And then somebody wants us to embarrass the preacher or the healer. Says, "I can see something." No. These miracles were real, and the miracles were there to be verified. But finally, Jesus healed the ultimate disease. The ultimate what? Disease, which is death. The Lord Jesus Christ brought to life those who were dead. The case in point is Lazarus. He was dead, and there dead for 4 days. And as he went there, you read that in John chapter 11. Mary and the sister and other people say, no, actually, he's been dead for 4 days. And he's thinking, he says, just remove the cover. Lazarus, come forth. 4 days. Today, you talk of men and women who claim to have this gift. Say, there's somebody at the mortuary, let's go. I remember very well one time, it was very embarrassing. Somebody had died and they were just about to bury that person. And then this man called around all the men of God and women of God that we need to pray. Peradventure God who get this person. And the whole congregation, this is true, was asked when that man prayed that all of you must shout hallelujah on top of your voices. I was part of that congregation because I knew the person who had died. And we shouted, what? Hallelujah. And nothing happened. And I don't know whether any man had the courage to go and speak to that person because he is an apostle. You know, you don't deal with apostles easily. But friends, the healing of Jesus were verified. Jesus healed even that which you might call the ultimate disease or the consequence of sin, death. He healed. Now, if this is true, I'm asking myself, what about the faith healers of today? Maybe in light of what I've said, we need to evaluate what we are seeing today. Some of the faith healers today claim they have the gift of healing, just the way Jesus went about healing. And I'm asking myself this question. Does the faith healer of today have the same power to heal in the manner the Lord Jesus Christ used to heal? And when we consider what is happening today among the so many celebrated faith healers, you are left to wonder whether they are truly doing what they are doing in the name of Jesus. And I think there's a great need today. And we need to be bold. And we need to be ready to be misunderstood. To ask the question, is it the same Jesus of the Bible whom some of these faith healers are using, or is it another Jesus? There is need to look at what is going on concerning those who claim that they have a faith, not the faith, the gift of healing. Are they employing the same Jesus? Or is just the name Jesus? Just to compare what is happening among some of the faith healers, and I'll be quick here. And that's one way to know, because I've just shown you how Jesus healed. He healed instantly. He healed totally. He healed everyone. He healed organic diseases. He even healed the ultimate disease, the consequence of sin, death. Today, this is what we are seeing when you look at some of the faith healers. Jesus healed everybody. And Jesus knew that brother or that sister or that person has been healed. And he could even say, go show it for those who had leprosy to the priest, that they may inspect you, and definitely they will declare healed. But this is what we are seeing today. I've just got a quotation here in my notes. Never once do we read in the Bible, when Jesus was doing his ministry of healing, never once did we hear Jesus saying, a muscle condition has been healed. I give you praise, my Father. Just now lift up your hands and call upon his precious name. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Some broken tendon have just been healed. I give you praise. A neck injury has been healed. I can see it. I give you praise. In the audience, God is touching people right now. And right now, I can feel it, that God is touching many people. Just claim your healing. I can feel it now. Never, never did Jesus ever say, he'll say, go home. You are whole. Or you've been made whole. And yet today we hear people say, oh yeah, they are in your home. Just touch the what? The screen. That's the connection. Touch your screen. Oh yeah, I can feel it. You've been healed. You are released, my brother. You are released. Oh, the back pain is gone. That headache is gone. You don't see such things in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've told you, he healed instantly, he healed totally, he healed everyone, and he healed organic diseases, and you could even verify, healed. You don't just say, claim it and go home, you'll be healed. And if not receiving your healing, there's a problem with your faith. Brethren, this is a common standard practice today among many faith healers, who regularly stand in front of all these auditoriums, and they are busy reciting diseases, they are convinced they have been healed. You are healed, my brother, in the corner there. You just lift up your hand. And those who think they are among the recipients of such healing, go home and testify, I'm feeling much better. Friends, Jesus healed specific individuals. He never simply said, in the audience, I'm sensing somebody's being healed. Even when that woman touched him, you remember what he said? Somebody has touched me. I know someone has touched me. And it wasn't long, the woman came out. Very few, if at all they are, those who would come out, because somebody said, my brother there, I can see, I can feel it, you are healed, just come. Just come. But listen, another difference is this, that the miracles of Christ were immediate. But today, and this is the scenario, all that you are told to do is just claim a healing. Claim what? A healing. And you claim a healing that has not even occurred. Or go home confessing a healing and waiting for it to be materialized. But again, this is very common. But Jesus never told the person, just says, go home and your faith. And at that very moment, the servant was healed. And you don't see Jesus Christ say, oh God, the only time, let me tell you this, the only time Jesus told somebody was those 10 lepers. All he told them, go where? Go show yourselves to the priest. Because it's the priest who will declare you clean or unclean. And by faith, they went. And as they went along the way, they discovered they were healed. Only one went back. But it was not that he was telling them, just claim, claim, profess, and confess your healing. Not at all. Jesus Christ healed immediately. In fact, with the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were no relapse. There were no what? Relapse. And nowadays, we have cases where somebody was pronounced healed by the faith healer. And some kind of healing took place. They received it by faith. In my notes, I have a case in point of someone, I won't mention the name there, who continued to claim that he was healed of a brain cancer. And he continued to declare that he was healed. And it wasn't long. They discovered that guy still had a cancer. They did the test 3 weeks later. They performed all kinds of tests. The cancer was still there. But the faith healer had assured the guy, just claim your healing. And you must receive it by faith and keep your healing by faith. That's not the Jesus way. Nowhere in the scriptures do we see Jesus instructing those he has touched to maintain their healing by faith. Not at all. But notice fourthly also that the healing of Jesus Christ were always successful. Today, men and women who claim to have these gifts, they will tell us of unsuccessful healings which they pronounce on people, but often they don't tell us, but they know. And quickly you know how they come out of that. They simply say, "You're failed." And they're not successful. I wonder, especially those people who are really sick. Here's somebody who is blind. Here's somebody who is a paralytic. And he goes to this faith healer. And at the end of the day, you turn around, you say, "You're failed." That's an insult to that person. And may I say, that's an insult to God, whose name you're using. Because before long, you make those people not to have faith in the living God. But we do know also some of these healings, they're just emotional. Jesus never had such. They're not just emotional. Let me move on quickly as I conclude. What is going on today? What do we do? What's going on today? One is left to ask, which Jesus are they employing or using in some of these healing ministries? Are we talking about the same Jesus, or we're talking about another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel? I want to conclude with this, and this is very important. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This was the concern of the Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read there in verse 1, and Paul is very concerned. Maybe we start from verse 1. Paul tells us, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that Christ, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." And then he goes on to speak of the gospel. He's got this concern. If you turn to 2 Corinthians and chapter 11, verse 3 to 4, Paul is concerned that this is the gospel we received. And now his concern is saying, "Now wait a minute. The things that we are seeing, the things that we are hearing." And he makes this concern by way of writing, and he says, 2 Corinthians, he says, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, some of you people, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus, the gospel you received. For if he who comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, the gospel we received, if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well up or put up with such an individual." And he says, "I'm concerned." Friends, we need to be careful. Maybe the Jesus some of the faith healers, or some of these people who claim to have this gift, maybe they are not using the same Jesus. But it's the name Jesus Christ they use. And Paul says, for if he who comes and preaches another Jesus, the name, yes, is Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. And I'm thinking and I'm asking myself, could it be that some of the faith healers, with all their claims, maybe they're employing a different Jesus, another Jesus, another spirit, and they are preaching another gospel and not the gospel which Paul received and passed on to the believers. And Paul was very concerned about that, because what's going on today among many so-called faith healers and their claims of healing and faith, it's quite fearful and scary. So much that people do not have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they have faith in the healer. And then you start to think whether the healer is using the same Jesus of the Bible. Because people should look to Christ and not to the healer. And I want to submit to you that some of the healings we are seeing today, I have basically five submissions to make. It could be that some of the healings we are having today, because it's not the same Jesus, could simply be mental and emotional. People come with all sorts of problems. And just the whole atmosphere in that camp, you simply feel, yes, he has touched me. Jesus has touched me through the anointed man of God. And yet, there is no healing that has taken place. And I won't be wrong to submit to us that many are not even healed at all. Simply having a person stand on the stage and claim to be healed of cancer or some kind of disease doesn't mean that that person is actually healed. And yet we see such healings taking place and never verified by the doctor. So you wonder whether these claims are true. But thirdly also, and I wouldn't be wrong to say such healings are outright fake. You know, people claim to know what's going on in your life, and they will tell you all kinds of things, and before long you discover they have told you everything about you because of the claim of having a word of knowledge. And when he tells you that, no, that backache, you're healed, and you quickly believe, I've healed. Another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. May I say also, some are simply natural occurrences. The fact that many illnesses get better naturally should not be a guarantee that because you visited one of the faith healers, therefore you received your healing through that faith healer. And many people claim that their healing began at the crusade and then occurred gradually over time, and now they are okay. Friends, we noticed a true miracle instantly. When you speak of miraculous healing, instantly. But it would not be fair of me to simply say there are no healings taking place. Despite the lack of evidence, I want to say, yes, some people are healed legitimately. And it's God who heals. And therefore, brethren, we cannot rule out the power of our sovereign Lord, who despite man's folly and occasion, he would opt to heal for his own glory and praise, as much as we disagree a lot with those who are claiming to be faith healers. God, because of who he is, heals. As I conclude, let me just say something here. It's in a story form, just to bring out a kind of a warning. And this is a true story. My grandfather is now dead. When my grandmother, with the mother to my mom, passed away, he had to remarry. And he didn't have any children with that second wife. That's a long time ago, in the 50s. And what happened was, she was told that in Imbala there was a traditional healer who, in fact, had the power to give you medicine to conceive. And so she went there and conceived. And the covenant always was, once you have a child, you call that child Ruth, because the traditional healer, his name was Ruth. My grandmother, that is the second wife of my grandfather, bore a son. So they had to call that uncle of mine, what? Ruth. So his name was Rudy, because they could not call him Ruth. I saw Uncle Ruth. He got married, he's now late. Now the question I want to leave with you is this. Was Uncle Ruth a human being? Yes. Friends, the fact that grandma had a child through this traditional healer does not in any way make my uncle, who is now late, not a human being. And the question I want to leave with you is this. The end does not justify the means. The fact that people are being healed, and they can say, I was blind, we could not conceive, now we have a child, does not mean the fact that they use the name Jesus, that person was healed by the Jesus of the Bible. For the end does not justify the means. Amen.
That was Pastor Kabukawe speaking to us on healing and faith at the leadership conference held at Central Africa Baptist College.